Let's switch now to another confirmation hearing, this one yesterday for Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson. He said something that may sound surprising coming from a lifelong Texas oil man.
I came to the conclusion a few years ago that the risk of climate change does exist and that the consequences of it could be serious enough that action should be taken.
The former ExxonMobil CEO added that he thinks climate change requires a global response and that the U.S. should at least be part of that response. That is a break from what President-elect Trump has said about pulling the U.S. out of the latest global climate change agreement. Inside Climate News senior reporter Neela Banerjee has been following ExxonMobil and its ties to climate change for years. Did any of these statements, Neela, from Tillerson surprise you?
The fact that Rex Tillerson accepts climate change didn't surprise me because he said that before. I thought it was interesting that he spoke fairly candidly about two things. One is that, you know, he thinks differently than the president, and that the president will have the final say on any kind of climate diplomacy going forward, which we knew. And as we also know, President-elect Trump mentioned that he would, quote unquote, cancel the Paris Agreement.
So if he is Secretary of State, though, and he's more in deep than Donald Trump is on these issues, I mean, when he says no one country is going to solve this alone, don't you think that is a kind of clear message that the U.S. won't pull out of the Paris Agreement?
I think that's a clear message of what Rex Tillerson thinks. And what we have seen with President Trump is he keeps his own counsel and that of a few people who've earned his trust. Rex Tillerson, you have to remember, is a stranger to him, right? He's not Ivanka. He's not Jared Kushner. He's not even Steve Bannon. So what exactly happens farther down the line is hard to predict at this point.
So in the hearings, the Senate confirmation hearings yesterday, former Hillary Clinton running mate Tim Kaine referenced some of the reporting you did showing that Exxon knew and was worried about climate change but still funded climate denial efforts. Just break down that controversy for us. What did Exxon know about climate change and why is this getting a lot of attention from environmentalists these days?
It's not getting attention just from environmentalists, but from the SEC and also from states' attorneys general. And the reason is that people knew that Exxon was one of the big funders of organizations that cast doubt on the strengthening science of climate change. So that part was known. And what we discovered was that Exxon was very much ahead of the pack. As far back as the middle 70s, they knew that combustion of fossil fuels was putting more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. That was warming the planet. That could have catastrophic effects for life on Earth. And then by the late 80s and 90s, they pivoted and they started to denigrate and sow doubt into the consensus that climate scientists had. So it's that pivot that people are looking at. Now they knew. They knew that Exxon had this great knowledge, this great research, and they decided to fund denial efforts anyway.
So in the hearing, as I said, Senator Tim Kaine referenced some of your team's reporting, then tried to get Tillerson to confirm or deny that Exxon both knew about climate change and funded its denial. Here's what Tillerson said.
The question would have to be put to ExxonMobil.
And let me ask you, do you lack the knowledge to answer my question, or are you refusing to answer my question?
A little of both.
Wow. How does that statement compare with ExxonMobil's public stance on the topic of climate change in the past?
Well, it's this wonderful, open, unscripted moment, right? So I think that Mr. Tillerson was circumspect in his comments because Exxon is under investigation by attorneys general. And so I would imagine that his lawyers recommended that he not really say anything that would sway these investigations.
And on the same day as the hearing, a Massachusetts judge ruled that ExxonMobil has to hand over 40 years of climate change documents as part of a state investigation into whether the company misled the public about the impact of fossil fuels on climate change. How important is that ruling, and is it likely to have any impact on Tillerson's nomination?
On the latter point, I don't think it will have any impact. As far as what this means in the legal process, it's nowhere near the end because they're very committed to protecting their name, their brand, and the way they do things, and they're not going to go down without a fight.
What about Tillerson himself? Do you have any insight into what kind of attitude he'll take toward climate change and environmental policy when he's no longer the head of an oil and gas company but Secretary of State? Like, is there any sense that he'll start to take on board climate change, not just as a danger to the environment, but also as a geopolitical threat multiplier?
He said yesterday that he doesn't believe that. Even though intelligence agencies and the Pentagon think that this is a threat multiplier, he doesn't buy that. And I'm of the conviction that I'm sure he'll make his opinion known on various things. But at the end of the day, the president will make the decisions and Mr. Tillerson will have to enact them.
Neela Banerjee, senior reporter for Inside Climate News based in Washington. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.